Longtime State Public Service Commissioner Stan Wise says the deal doesn't mean less accountability for Georgia Power.
It punts it, I understand that, but the review by the commission will be the same whether it's now, next year, or the year after.
Earlier this year, Georgia Power filed a request with the PSC asking to charge its customers an extra $700 million for the two new reactors under construction. But last week, after some state officials, including the governor, expressed concern about that scenario, Georgia Power said it would take the request off the table for now. Company spokesman John Kraft said it was less about political pressure and more about not having a full grasp of the extra cost.
The exact costs and the schedule impact are not known yet. Many of the issues presented may be subject to claims by the contractors or pending litigation, and because these may span multiple reporting periods, this seemed like the best way to go.
The project is at least 18 months behind schedule and $1 billion over budget. Commissioner Wise says the PSC remains focused on getting the project on track.
Everybody that I talk to, that I hear from, is still concerned about these cost overruns. And it concerns me, I'm aware of it, and that's one of the reasons that I've asked the questions, is this trend of delay and cost increases going to stop?
Sarah Barzak of the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy is skeptical any of the cost issues are close to being resolved.
The Public Service Commission has to wake up. It looks like Georgia Power is going to be able to kick the can down the road and potentially not address some of these issues until Vogtle 3, the first of the new two reactors, is finished. And that's too long for consumers to know, you know, how much are they going to be on the hook.
Hearings on Vogtle's latest spending report continue next Tuesday at the Public Service Commission. For WABE News, I'm Jonathan Shapiro.